Hello, ladies, and welcome to day 4 of your podcast of your new challenge to confidence. This is something that we've been doing over the week, and I hope you've been listening. It would be lovely to hear back from you, and I'd love to hear if you could tell me if you're getting on okay, because so many people start something and they don't actually finish it. So it'd be really amazing if you could let me know how you're getting on with this. It's on skinandmind.com and you click on the members area and you can click in and do the challenge. It is worth doing, and you get so much in the membership as well. You get all your recipes, you get another challenge, which is to build your confidence again. We do loads of habit breaking in our WhatsApp group, and we also have loads of webinars and beauty support groups and all sorts of things. So go and have a little look and tell me what you think. If you are listening and you are already a member, you know what's inside it. Also, I will say something. We get caught up in the real world so much that we forget to go into these little memberships and just remind ourselves of things like little affirmations. Maybe something's in the membership that might be appealing to you. But sometimes we forget that it's there, and we need a little reminder that, you know, there's always somewhere to go if you're feeling blue. And there's always a little community available. So don't never feel like you're alone, and always hop in and out, because there's always something new coming up in our membership. And I think that we don't sit down enough to actually look through things that people are doing for others. I have been reading a beautiful, listening to a beautiful, beautiful man called Wayne Dyer, and it was really sad, actually, because I don't know if I put it in the last podcast, that while I was listening to it, I found out he actually passed away, and I thought he was alive, and it was just like the most amazing human being that I've ever listened to. I've listened to quite a few now, but this one just captured my heart, and I'm actually now listening to another one, which is, I think it's called, let me have a quick peek before I carry on, because I really want to tell you what it is, Wishes Fulfilled. And it is just lovely. And I just think anyone who is feeling they need to find themselves really needs to go in to see Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, on audiobooks. Go and have a look. So let's discuss lesson 4. So creating a vision board to visualize and manifest your future. Now, I am actually doing this myself. I've been doing this on and off a lot of my years, but never seem to get anywhere because I keep forgetting to finish it. But since I've been listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer, I know what I want. I know exactly where I want to be. So in this lesson, we will explore the concept of creating a vision board to help you visualize and manifest your aspirations for the next 5 years. Now, that's quite difficult and daunting to do because people don't really want to think about tomorrow. And I have always said, live in the now. But you have to manifest as if you're living in it already. You can't just say, I want a car, I want a house by the sea, I want to live in peace. You have to live in it already to get that manifestation working. You have to have a clear vision of what you want to do in your future, or see yourself actually in that future already. I have to actually think that I'm already living on the seafront with my blue and yellow turquoise sofas with a cup of coffee in my hand and the sea oozing outside, ready for me to paddle in. It's there, I feel it, I feel the wind in my hair, I feel the sun on my face. I just absolutely live and breathe it. So it's almost become part of my life. I know I've got to get there. And you start creating an alignment to get there. So you start thinking, how would I feel if I'm on the beach today with the sun in my face or the wind in my hair? And it really helps. And consider different areas in your life as well, such as your career. If you're not happy in your career, visualize where you really want to be. Relationships: do you want to be with your partner? Are you creating a visualization of a new partner, personal growth, health, hobbies. Visualize where you would like to be in each of these 5 years from now. I manifested my husband. It's really funny. I tell everyone this story. And I really did. I really, really did. I was in the cathedral in Arundel and I was running away from my ex. And every day, because I worked next door to it, I would go into that cathedral and I would pray and cry and pray and pray for forgiveness, for help, for everything. And I always had this image of a bearded man, tall, blue-eyed, and he was going to whisk me off my feet like a nice knight in shining armour. Now, Michael did come along, but I never expected the impact that he had. I didn't know him. He called me because I was looking for a house and someone had said that Michael might know somewhere because he was a builder. And he was persistent and calling and I was like, no, I don't want to meet up and talk to you. And he was like, no, just meet me for a drink and it will be great. And I was like, okay, fine. So off I went and met this guy and picked me up at my house where I was staying. And he got out of the car or the truck and he had a beard, blue eyes, 6'7". And he actually came out with, "Your chariot awaits." I couldn't help but laugh because it was something that I kept secret. I didn't actually tell him to after we were together that I manifested him. And he was like, he had this pull. He said that he had this feeling from just my photograph that he saw on my Facebook. And he said he knew that I was going to be his wife. So I do truly believe in manifestation. I do truly believe that we are what we create. And sometimes we have doubts and blocks in our mind and money blocks. And I think that we create these bad lucks that we have because, you know, the universe is always evolving. It's not just specific to you. It's going to give everything to people that manifest, you know, even if you don't know you're doing it. Some people are just naturally manifesting all the time and they do win and people go, oh God, they're always lucky. They always win, but they're already in tune with the universe, the enlightenment, the aligned passage that we should be on. They know they're going to win. I have my uncle here and he knows he's going to win all the time. And he does. He wins football. Remember the old days, the footballs. He's won the lottery. He's won a car. I think my sister's recently won £10,000 and a car. And I'm sure I manifested that for her. It's very odd. But sometimes it doesn't always happen to you. But you have to be grateful for it that it happens to others. And it's really important to understand the unblocking. The unblocking is everything. So gather materials, collect necessary materials for your vision board. This can include like a corkboard, poster board, magazine, scissors, glue, marker pens, and just go creative and enjoy yourself. Making your vision board is really good to have a visualization in front of you. Yes, we can do it on Canva and things like that, but it doesn't really set the mood, I don't think. So that's why they called them the mood boards. Select images and words that resonate with your goals. Flip through magazines. We haven't done that for a while, right? And search online for images that would resonate with your goals and aspirations. Look for the visual visuals that represent your life and desires. You know, look round. And it can help you to come back to the present as well because you'll be looking for things to go onto your vision board. Arrange glue and set your vision board, you know, in your kitchen or in your bedroom or wherever and just keep playing. Enjoy it. Make it a hobby. You know, we might be in our 40s, 50s, 60s, whoever listened to this, but let's be in our, you know, our 10-year-old self and enjoy ourselves for a while. Why not? Why can't we go back to being that? We're manifesting what we desire. So why can't we be childlike at any time given? Add inspirational quotes and affirmations. Incorporate inspirational quotations that resonate with your goals. Choose phrases and motivations that empower you. write these quotes or affirmations on the board, or find pre-made ones and cut them out. Why not just make fun? And we could see them if you send them in to the WhatsApp group. That would be amazing. Or even onto the membership, we can put them up. Take action towards your vision. You know, a vision board is powerful. Take action, manifest them in your dreams. You know, we have dreams that I have a beautiful dream of me being on a beach all the time. I actually dream that I'm underwater a lot and I'm trying to learn to free dive. And this feeling of being under the water is so powerful. So I'm wondering if I'm destined to be under the water and do this free diving. So I'm almost manifesting this. Dedicate your life to it. Dedicate your 5 years to manifestation. Dedicate your life to change. If you're not happy, change. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Your task for today is to begin the process of creating your vision board. Set aside time to reflect on your goals and aspirations for the next 5 years. Gather the necessary materials and select visual and affirmations that align with your vision. Arrange, have fun. Remember, the vision board is a visual representation of your dreams and aspirations. But it takes the action towards the goals that will actually bring them to your life. Use your vision board as a powerful reminder of what is possible and take consistency. I can't even explain how you have to be consistent so much. You've got to constantly make this happen. You have to keep the reality alive. You have to step into being that person. Actors do it all the time. They manifest themselves into, like, the Joker. I'm sure, I don't know his name. I can't remember his name. Ah, but I'm sure he manifested actually into the Joker and got quite depressed from it. I think actors do get very depressed because they actually manifest themselves into their acting roles. How can you not? You know, the brain doesn't differentiate who you are when you're crying like on EastEnders when they're bawling all the time. It must have an impact on their physiology. They must feel different and sad. So they're manifesting sadness. So it can't be good for them. So manifest something that's good for you. A good person in your life. Money. But don't just think, I want to win money. You've got to want it. You've got to need it. You've got to nurture it. You've got to give to receive. You've got to give 10% of everything you have to receive it all back. It works. I promise you it works. But you've got to do it with compassion and love. It has to be with love. Everything you do has to be with love, without doubt, without judgment, without a desire to win from it. It has to mean everything to you. You need to have a vision that is an absolute must in your life. It's going to create abundance, a testimony to your life that you're going to want forever. The sea view, the boat, the car you've always wanted. I manifested my car actually as well. I've wanted a Honda Civic since I was 14, and it was the old ones then, many, many, many years ago. They had a glass back. I just loved them. They looked like spaceships. I actually bought one in 2017, and I never thought I would, and I always manifested that I'd buy a Type R. In 2018, I had that. And now I've got a Honda CR-V because it's practical, and I needed that because I kept banging the tyres with the Type R and it cost me a fortune. So we decided that it was the right thing to do to have sensibility and safety. But you can manifest anything. I was homeless, I had nothing. I had a bag. I always believed that I'll be someone. I always believed that I'll help other people. I was destined to help other people, and I'd keep saying I will always do it. I had a bag. I had nothing. I had one room. I had a pair of shoes, some items that I didn't really need, and I had nothing. I had a little job that kept me alive and kept my swimming going. The swimming saved me. £50 a month I'd spend on that gym, and I knew one day that I'd be swimming in a big pool with luxury around me. Now I swim at a local spa every day. You can manifest things. You can make it happen. Don't think it had to happen to me just because Michael came along. He was manifested too. I knew that I was destined for more. I had nothing. Michael didn't just come along. He was manifested. He didn't just turn up out of the blue. He was nowhere. I didn't even know the guy. So you can do it too. I've always truly believed that everything that I do is manifested. I've manifested some bad luck as well, because I always have bad luck. I've manifested losing the lottery because I always have that doubt I'm never going to win, really. How could I? So maybe stop thinking that too. So I wish you well. I hope you have a lovely evening and have a good fun making your vision board. And please send them in. That would be amazing. Tomorrow we'll talk again, and I hope you are enjoying these. Please feel free to review them. And I wish you the very best. Have a lovely evening.